Well, guess what? If you tune in for today's rant, you're in for a surprise because we are celebrating Anka Tryphane 4.0. And if you are ready for it, I say go grab a glass of wine, champagne, beer, whatever it is that you drink these days, and come join me.
Welcome to Events Demystified Podcast, the rant series, where we go off the cap and say it as it is, tackling anything and everything in the AV production, technology and event industry that not a lot of people are willing to talk about. The rant series is short and spicy, comes out twice a month in between the more tamed interview style episodes. This podcast is brought to you by Tree Fan Events, a woman-owned boutique event production agency, and your host is Anka Tryphane. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for joining me for another rant episode. This one is super special because it's all about me. Well, I'm not even apologizing for making it all about me because I'm finally reaching the 4.0 version of this person that I am constantly evolving, growing, and transforming into a more perfected version of myself, hopefully, by the end of my life. That's right. You've heard it right. It is my birthday and I'm gonna do whatever I want to. Well, within boundaries, which have become more important to me in this stage of my life than ever before. I've personally, you know, I've been honest about this. I've always struggled with boundaries. That's probably what happens when, as a young child, you act more mature than you actually are, and your parents believe you, and they decide to allow you to be in charge of your life and make decisions that maybe you shouldn't be doing or shouldn't be taking because you're still a child. So anyway, all that behind, I've, you know, worked that part of my childhood out in the 2020 therapy sessions that proved to pay their weight in gold. I mean, who else didn't go to therapy in 2020, right? Because I don't know about you, but I've been on a ride. 2020 took me on a wild ride, and I've done some dumb things. That, you know, I'm not proud of. I'm laughing now, but really it wasn't something to be, you know, laughing at. And I needed to unpack a lot of that because some of those things follow me into 2021. And here we are, you know, I am over it, but it took a lot of therapy sessions, so much money. But hey, it's a good thing. Sometimes you've got to do what you've got to do to get yourself healthy, whatever healthy means for you. So here I am. I am super happy where I'm at. Okay. I'm probably not very incredibly happy or proud of the things that 2020 brought about. And I'm talking about more personally because professionally, you know, I feel like I've done the best job I could to do the things that I needed to do to make it to survive, like every other event professional in the industry when all their events just went away. So I've made it to the other side and I've made it without completely self-destructing or, I don't know, making a fool and a tool of myself. Although I am sure at times I did come across as one, but that's all in the past. And yes, I am one of those people that have no issues with admitting their faults and failures and mistakes. If anything, I need to remind myself that I've also got a lot of qualities and I've accomplished a lot of good things, and those things are worthy of being mentioned as well. I've got a lot of way to go, I guess, to get to that place. So I want to honestly just take some time and celebrate the things that were good without finding fault. And maybe, you know, I need some extra therapy to get there. But seriously, in a nutshell, 40 trips around the sun. It's a lot of trips around the sun. What have I learned this far, and what are the things that are worthy of my focus at this stage in my life? So if you would indulge me, I will take you on a short journey professionally, but also personally, because flash news, we're all whole when we accept equally both our personal and our professional sides and don't ignore or favor one over the other. I will do you a favor and skip to my first birthday that I remember celebrating, and that was my 20th birthday. I honestly don't recall celebrating my birthday before that. And at that moment in time, I remember my outgoing side coming more and more into the forefront, because up to that moment, I was one of the shyest, introverted, secretive, lonely by choice young girl that you can imagine, if you can imagine. I had, you know, reasons for it. I was maybe living a double life, and honestly, it did take a lot of energy to present the version of myself that people would find acceptable, because instinctively I knew that if they had the entire picture, they would reject me. And as a 20-year-old, rejection equals that. And so the Anka that my friends and even my family knew was self-sufficient, was cool, was keeping about being stellar in school, working a full-time job in the radio, presenting well, with only a few people truly knowing what was behind this whole wall that I was putting up. And only few people that knew, you know, who's the person behind the version that I was presenting to the world. And how many of us do that even today, even later in life, you know? So I remember how as a 20-year-old, it felt like it took so much energy to hide the version of me that I didn't want people to know. I was working so hard at this, and it took leaving my home country behind to escape this duplicitous lifestyle I was living that in so many ways I was forced into at a young age. Fast forward now, a decade later, to my 30th birthday. Still not a big fan of, you know, celebrating my birthdays or celebrating myself for that matter. I made a rule that I would only celebrate every 5 years because that felt, you know, often enough, and it was something that I could manage. By now, I was already established in my event production career, and I felt mature and brave enough to settle down and start a family. So I like to think of my 30s as my children bearing and raising years, an experience that to me, honestly, felt harder than any other enterprise I've ever done, because I've never been the kind of person that I would see myself married and settled down with one man and with children. That was just not really, honestly, my dream, and not a dream that I entertained growing up. But in retrospect, I've also been the teen that has imagined, you know, myself good as dad at 30, because who in their right mind would ever want to live past such an advanced age as 30? I think now, as I look back, my 30s have been some of the best years, and I have birthed many new things, and I am incredibly honored to have been blessed enough to find a partner that would love me just as I am, with all my good sides and my bad sides, with all my highs and my lows, and also having birthed two beautiful and intelligent children, for having started a business of my own after a decade of pouring myself into other people's enterprises with the same passion and determination as I am pouring myself into my own business right now. Also, for friends that came and went and left an impact in my life, for my faith that keeps me grounded and going against all odds, for having started this podcast as, you know, a pet project that now turned into such a key part of my business, for my career and for my future goals as well. I have done and accomplished a lot in the last decade, and I came to be proud of myself for those things and accept the fact that while not everything panned out exactly as I imagined or as I planned, that is not such a bad thing. And not everything is worth pursuing. After all, the lessons learned in the process were worth the trouble and sometimes even the heartbreak. That's not to say that I've always done things the right way. I've made many mistakes. I failed many times. I've kicked myself for making poor choices, not just in business, but in relationships and partnerships just the same. Some things I will never want to go back to, and some mistakes I for sure learned the hard way, and some people are for better left in the rearview mirror. Looking at what the next decade might bring, I am hopeful and at peace with everything that's happening in my life right now. I am beyond grateful for the people that I've surrounded myself with, because the ones that no longer have a place in my life at this moment, it's for good reason that they're gone. And I am not someone that says this lightly, because I don't just give up on people. As a matter of fact, I don't know how to give up. It's not in my DNA. I will fight for relationships till there's really nothing left worth fighting for, till I've maybe hit every wall so many times that it just hurts to keep going. That is because I am a connector and I am an outgoing person and I love networking. My network is truly my net worth. And every time things don't work out with anyone for one reason or another, you know, my heart truly breaks into a million pieces. I am not someone that is deliciously devoid of emotions in that regard. I rarely just walk away for the reason that it's either too hard to keep pursuing whatever it is that matters to me in that season, or there's no point to it, or whatever the reason might be. All that to say, moving into the 4.0 version of myself, I think this is one area where I've grown the most, because it's okay to accept that it's okay to give up on things and on certain people after giving it a second chance. No need for 10th and dozen later chances. When something or someone shows their true face, just believe them and walk away. True in business as well as interpersonal relationships. A few things I am super excited about as I'm embarking on this new chapter of my life. For the first time in my life, I am happy with who I am. I came to feel the most comfortable in this one body that I got. I came to love myself just the way I am. And let me tell you, that can be such a long journey for many of us. I'm also in the best shape of my life. Being in shape physically has always been super important to me. Competing in Spartan races and CrossFit competitions has been ways in which I've kept sort of the pressure on to not get complacent. But obviously, the childbearing years have definitely impacted the progress and outcome of that important part of me. This year, I've made it my personal goal to compete for the very first time in a natural bodybuilding competition. And it has been one of the most rewarding transformations I've put myself through, not just from, you know, physical point of view, but from a mental and self-disciplinary point of view, I have proved to myself more than once that if I put something in my mind, no matter how hard it is, no matter how challenging, no matter how long it takes, I can reach that goal. I am able and fully capable to see it through. And I have applied so many of the lessons I get to learn during my regimented workout routine to my business. And even though finding enough hours in the days to do all the things I am currently doing is sometimes a math problem, I am reaping so many rewards, and I haven't even made it yet to the day of the actual competition, and I'm finding it so rewarding yet still. Okay, so in closing, what would be something that I would tell my 20-year-old self? What are, you know, some of the things that I've learned in the span of 20 years that passed by? I would probably start by begging my younger self to chill the heck up. I've always traveled through life at a lightning speed, always chasing the next experience, the next adventure, the next shiny thing. I have such a lust for new experiences, for new adventures, for new places, new feelings, new emotions, new people. I've traveled a lot. I've tried so many things. I would tell myself to be patient with the process, and especially with myself. I would learn to accept myself first before expecting others to accept me. I would slow down enough to learn who I am before I present a version to the world that is not true and authentic to who I am. I would love myself fully and completely before looking for love someone else. I would forgive myself first and foremost before always finding excuses for others and blaming myself for how things might have panned out. I would trust my gut and my intuition every single time without questioning it, because it has never failed me, because it's not just my intuition at work, but a higher power, a protector, a father that has my back. I would stop worrying about my physical appearance and not being, I don't know, hot enough, feeling enough, not being good enough, or not being smart enough, whatever it is, filling the blanks enough based on the situation I was in. I would start writing earlier. I've got so many things to say, so many lessons learned, and I have so much wisdom that I've quietly kept for myself because of not having enough trust in myself that I am enough. And even if at times I might come across as too much, for the people that truly get me, I am more than enough, not too much, and not too little. So, here's wrapping this rant up. Happy birthday to me. Anka, you're quite the hottie in your 40s, and not only that you're aware of it, but you're fully comfortable with it. And you know what? It flows naturally from who you are without having to put effort into it, without having to prove anything. It's just you being yourself and being true to who you are. And you're smart and knowledgeable, you're confident and assertive, you're self-aware and mindful, you're bold and brave, you're passionate and determined, you're ambitious and resilient, you're so much more than what meets the eye, and you don't have to prove anything to anyone anymore. And that is the most beautiful gift you can give yourself. Happy birthday.
Thank you for listening to the Rant series of Events Demystified podcast. If you enjoyed this series and the other interview style podcast episodes, please take a moment to review it and rate it. If you'd like to take it one step further, feel free to share it with your network. Connect with Anka on social by tagging at Events Demystified podcast. And if you'd like to learn more about Tree Fan Event Services and find out if we're a good fit in supporting your event, can we help your event be successful with a 20-minute free consultation? Link in the episode's notes. Thanks for tuning in.